Chachamim, Avot Vom Shepagol Ein Nog Ben Avelis. Ella, Lovesh Min Olav. Ooh. Rambam Paskins, you put on your shoes. Okay? Frank Mekesef Mishnah. Right, the cats of Mishnah. What's all Gemara? Oh, let's read together. Less than the name, she yachatz min olav. I feel a bit sinner. Okay, I can understand. It doesn't say why. Kachazeh. The yosin nira loma. After if they rabim koma she yatav rosho. The korolei drom she bit sinner. Mishum the yesh lomin alayim beragla. Moshe Rabbeinu says lovish min olav. Malal mechicham olav. Rabbi Yochanan. Odish loma. Tamishum the post like the rab. Nama afkriyas a rosh mishus. Kein chayav dunag bo kibol b'chol. Kein mishen the nira kabelas. Yeah. Well, Ike, we saw this guy also Mishonim. Inchi the Mechazi Pumaya below Avelus. Avakosha. To my cause of the Lovish Menolov. Homina the Nilus and Sana Rishus. Then Ken Chayu Lachlots. That's a Rov Mishonim, except we saw except with one Shita. Whenever it's Rishus, you have to do it. Watch this now. Evshim Mishonim, the Baha'i Zimna, Ein Regilus Elef Yocha Epozake. Kamarosh Kotin, Ein Regilus Elef Yocha, having the Sana Chobah. Very nice to Rosh Tetzel. This is not the Rambam style. Those who know the Rambam know my Rebbe would cringe at this kind of teretz. The Gemara says something, and the Kesef Mishnah says Pshat, and the last Pshat that the Rambam is saying because the facts changed, it didn't change, it didn't tell anybody. It was said Yerali, and nowadays it's different. This is not this kind of teretz. It's not a teretz which a Brisker would accept. Wouldn't accept it. Come on, not the Rambam style. Seems to me, go back to the Shitas Revov. Go back to the Shitas Revov we saw yesterday. The Revov. Okay, Rabbi Osei, please turn to the right page. Page Yud Aleph and Beis. Is that the right page we're at? Yes, am I correct? Is that the right page? The Revov said that Rav and Shmuel say Nes is Rishus. Rav Yochan is no Rishus. No rishus. It's one extreme. Farhesya, you're chayav not to do avelus. Vitzina, you're chayav to do avelus. And chalitza's middle is considered for farhesya, and therefore you have to put on shoes. Shmuel says there's no chayav avelus at all. It's enough that some people put on shoes, don't on shoes all the time to matter chalitza sand. But it's not enough for that little small percentage who walk around barefoot to be mechayev to take off your shoes. So according to Rav Yochanan, therefore you must put on shoes. That's what I think Pshat is as follows. The Revov has a kash against the Rambam, a second kash, not the kash, the Mishnah's kash, his own kash. Revov Yud Aleph and Beis has a kash. Ativas Arosh is Rav Shabbat Sinah, right? Let's go. Let's see the Rambam back again. Drom shebitzin ativas arosh, right? You have to keep. That's it. If that's the case, even called the Shmuel apriyas arosh eschova means not to be otef. So why is the Rambam going against the Gemara? Those who have, I don't know if it's the same print as I have. It's Yud Aleph and Beis, five lines from the bottom. I don't know if you have my print. Aber Mashka der Rabbe ben Moshe, der Rambam. Shativa ze rosh tom shel tzinahu, vze ein yer dvar. Da fil Shmuel, the Yomar Neila sa sandal rishus, but he agrees that priya sa rosh is chova. Koshken anan,
Hashi the Svil and Nivas Sandal is Chova, the Priyas Rosh is Nami Chova.
Whoa, what a Gavaldic Akasha. Watch this. Vechiluk Yesh, Benatifas Arosh, Lekisu Yarosh. What does that mean? Vechainir Mehilchos Aravzal,
I see means a riff. It means you have to be Mechasa Arosh, but not to be Otefas Arosh.
That's what the Rivov says. The Rambam says no difference. No difference. And Atimus Ishmaelim is Avelis Mefarhesya.
And Sarach Lechfro Asvamo. As the Rav said, Priya Sharosh Chobos Lav Davka means Svamo. Yechayav Lachim Sarosh. Within Vosh and Betina. That's what he means, Rebosai. Atimus Arosh, but not the Ishmaelim, which is Atimus Svamo. Atkan, my terrors, the Sheet of Saram, the Rivov's Kash. With this, we conclude this topic of Avelus B'Shabbos proper, but we still have that one leftover thing which you never completed. But the Indian of Kriya, as we ended the Shia yesterday, is Kriya Machlev Begodim B'Korea. What kind of din is that? Is it a Shabbat? Is it a Avelus Dikadim? Or is it a Kriya Dikadim? So let's discuss that going forward. Anyone find the Mishmer Shom? Anyone have it? If anyone, no one found it? I guess he's not even that big one. Doesn't happen. That you might. Doesn't happen. Okay, I guess it's not big enough. Mine hasn't. It takes 100 pages. You can't miss it. It's not there. Okay. So you have to trust me. The Mishmer HaShalom quotes on the Maharsham. Not Stam. The Maharsham said so. Now the Maharsham wrote Das Torah. Is Das Torah on the Barilah? Also not. Okay. Sorry. I have to take it on faith. Okay? That if when the Avelus is over on day 7, so everything is over. You can do whatever you can do. Everything. One thing you cannot do. Cannot put on a regular shirt. Why? Because the Maharsham said the reason why I make some kakulo is how lucky to make a biyavu. And the Gemara Chavav says I made a schud a kriya lechud. You have to do a kriya again on the shirt. That's what the Maharsham paskins. But no one holds that way. The ma'isa. So let's chazer again. I told you a radical pshat last week that everyone agrees mixiyom kakulo. It's over in the seventh day. Only shy is that you split the day in half. Remember that pshat? The Rav said basically, I brought the Rav's sefer here on Avelus. I forgot to keep forgetting. It's in my having in the office. But it's mush. So that will be good. Then everyone agrees that the seventh day is in the morning, it's done. No one denies that. The same as no one denies that a woman is up and goes to the mikveh in the morning. We spoke about that a few times. Then it's good. According to the traditional pshat, then we have problems. The Maharsham sounds like he's right. How in the world do you explain that we put on a regular shirt on the seventh day? How can you explain it? So I saw a teretz in the same called the Zichron Betzala. Who's the Zichron Betzala? There's a great tzaddik of Bnei Brak, Rav Sraya Dablitsky. His son put out the Rav Yoh, we never still saw. But he's their father, he's a big going tzaddik of a kubul. Man now I think is maybe close to 100 years old. And he lives in Bnei Brak, at Mamasha. Someone just in my house a couple days ago told me Mopsim about him. A very great man. So he put a sefer called Zichron Betzal. I guess Betzal is probably his father. And it's all about Kriya. Beautiful sefer, all about the mitzvah of Kriya. We'll discuss some mitzvah of Kriya today a little bit. Okay? So in that sefer, he answers as follows. He wants us to say as follows. When do we say, look, turn to the Gemara, please, Chavav and Mevein. See that? See the Gemara. It's an important Gemara. We saw it before. It's the first wide line. Whole discussion about machlokes and nuchas kriya. Moshe says, "I halacha make up the avos a steer and shmuel. Why is the pasuk of Yehuda ben Beseira?" There's a whole discussion, an extra kara. Moshe says, "No, avelus lechod and kriya lechod." Says Rav Dablitsky, "That's only true in the machlokes over here, the machlokes and nuchas kriya. This has nothing to do with avelus, pure kriya." But when is a machloikis? When is a machloikis like this? When is a machloikis in Hilchos Avelus? We pass and look to make up your oval. Memela, there's no chiyuv kriya. Memela, there's no chiyuv kriya. See it too. So machloikis in Hilchos kriya, all right? Yes. Whether you're supposed to do the bracha of the korea, well, that depends in turn upon when the Avelus is over. If the Avelus is over, there should be no chi of kriya, so we must make a ba'ovel, which leads to a kula in Hilchos Kriya. Here's the Machlokas and Kriya not to do with Hilchos Ava. Brings a riot from the Gemara of Chaf Amun Aleph. Take a look. Chaf Amun Aleph. So the Blitzky's riot. Look at the Gemara, please. Chaf Amun Aleph. The Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbana. Take a look. Akiva Rabbana. Take a look. It's on the third wide line. Tana Rabbana. Shmua Krov and Hegat Shivan Shloshim. Shmua Chok and Hegat Sal Yom Echad. Ez a krov is a rechoka, krov is a shloshim, rechoka lach a shloshim. Div Rabbi Kiva. The Chalabim Omrim, achas shmua krov, achas shmua rechoka, no heges, shiva shloshim. Says the Gemara, kol mokon shatim motzi yochad mekel vel rab machmir alokim, rekti div karabim, kutz mizu, sh'av mishu Rabbi Kiva, mekel vachom machmirim, alokim Rabbi Kiva, dama shmul, halokha ki div reha mekel, biyovel. Okay? You guys all fall straight? It's a machlokas with Shmua Rechoka is one day, which really means much less, we saw it earlier, or 7 days, we pass on the Kula. Now turn to the Gemara on the Chaf Amud Beis. Please turn. Chaf Amud Beis. Chaf Amud Beis. Important to see the Gemara. Chaf Amud Beis. Give a look. Chaf and Beis involves Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina. Anyone see the place? It's about 12 lines down. Shama Shmur Krova B'Shabbos L'Motzei Shabbos Nasat Rechoka. Right? 30th day of Shabbos and 31st day is Motzei Shabbos. Eino Noag El Yom Echad. That's a Chiddush because he heard about it on the 30th day, but okay. It's called Rechoka. Korea o Eino Korea. Do you rip or not? Rip or not? Says Rashi. And let's say Omechot. Afal pi de chishama adayin hoise krova. Ola regel. Regel? Oh, that's before. The line before. Shama shu rekova be regel. Matzora shu regel. That's Rechoka. Yomechot. That's the first thing. Shabbos is saying. Okay? Shabbos is saying. Fine. Korea ni Korea. Ain't a Korea, says Rashi. Achsha, the Nog Yomecha, the Shmur Rechoka. Oh. What's it in? Rab Mani Omer, ain't a Korea. Rabbi Chanin Omer, Korea. Okay. So Machlokes Amoroim. Okay? Machlokes Amoroim. How do we paskin? Let's go further. Omele Rav Mani, the Rabbi Chanina, Bishlam le Didida, Amina Eina Korea, Hainet Lo Ika Avelus Shiva. What? The Lo Ika or the Leka Avelus Shiva. Ela Didach, the Amin Korea, Kriya Belo Shiva Meika. You don't have it. Stop right over here. So now, Rabosai, this is the Machlokas and the Amoroim. We paskin, Rabosai. We pass the Eino Korea for this very reason. Kriya below Shiva Miika. Wait a second. Why is it no Shiva? Why? Halacha Kedivri HaMekel B'Yovel, he's saying. That's the reason why there's no Shiva. So how is that? Why should that affect Kriya? Must be whenever, when we say Kriya L'Chud, an independent Machlokas in Kriya. But a dependent one, we can be a Mekel. Therefore, the Marasham is wrong, since the Machlokas and Avelis, we pass an Avelis, the Kula, Yisim Kakula, the Mel is no Kriya in the end of the day, either. The Marasham would say this is not right. Why? Even when they have a Machlokas and Nukas Avelis, we pass on the Kula, even with respect to Kriya, here's a Machlokas and Avelis, correct? There's a local Machlokas and Avelis. The detail over here, Shmur Rechoka, Krova, whatever you say, Pshad, the Kame Rechoka. So that gets us a local machlokas and nukos avelis. So therefore, since we say lekula on that shayla, so we're mekel here as well. But mixem kakulo, the marsham will contend, did not do it avelis. Mixem kakulo is a machlokas and kolot avakulo. It's so many other areas of halacha. Kolot avakulo. So even though we are mekel with respect to avelis against the chasam sofer. The Chaim Ibrach, of course, the Chasam Sofer denies even that. Oh, look, the Mekel of Ovel Machlokas and Nukos Avelis. And the holes in Kol HaTorah Kula, which affects Havel's not. How he filled the Gemara with the mitzvah of the Kula, I don't know. But that's the Chasam Sofer is quoted as saying. But when Namach Meikil, the Machlokas in the Kriya, which depends on the Machlokas of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Machlokas is Shmur Rechoka, Zichos Havel's only. The Machlokas, the mitzvah of the Kula, is the Machlokas Klolis, Nazir, Zava. Fine. Obviously, Chasam Sofer can't hold that way, but we can answer the quote to the Yeshidus of Marasha. Now I want to quote Rav Shech Tashlim. Be'ikvei Atzon. Tzilach be'ikvei Atzon, Rav Ozai. Simen Lamed Ches, Os Aleph. He quotes the Marasha. You have to rip your clothes on the end of the seventh day. Minigol was not that way. Why not? He quotes as follows. Rabosai, I'm reading Rav Shech the verbatim. Please turn to the Gemara Chof Dalet. We're going to come back to this Gemara on Chof Medbeis in a minute. But keep one hand here. One hand on Chof Dalet Amad Aleph. Chof Dalet Amad Aleph. What am I going to say? We read this yesterday. The last narrow line. Chof Dalet Amad Aleph. Chavdal and Amanaf, the last narrow line. Kol kera she'enem b'shaschimum, eino kera. Yeah. Frek de Gemara, v'omru, kol kera she'enem b'shaschimum, eino kera, the last narrow line, and Chavdal and Amanaf, v'omru le'e l'shmul, noch nafshe d'rab, kor le'e tracer money, ozul gavadav v'mestapina mine. Okay. One sec, hold on. Shani Rabbanon, the Chol Shait, the Mitkim Yishmatai, or Kishas Chimam Dami. It's always considered to be a Shas Chimam. Fine. Tanya, Ovel Chol Shiva Koro Lefonov, Vimbo Lahachlef Machlef Vikorea, Vishabas Koro Lahachlef Vimbo Machlef Vimbo Korea. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Machlev, that's not Shaschimim anymore. We heard the bad news that the Leviah maybe had Shaschimim Shaschimim. This is 5 days later. He still have to rip. Answer the Gemara. Kitanyahi, Bikvod Avi V'imo. So Rav Shetland's Pshat. Tzvei Dinim and Kriya. One's a Kerab B'Shaschimim. And one is a Kerab B'Torah's Kibbut Avein. So Rav Shetland's Shlita says as follows. The Kriya B'Shaschimim. That's a separate din. Nothing to do with Ilkos Avelus. And the Gemara says, "Namid beis, chovamid beis, kriya avelus achud, and kriya lachud." You don't say make love by kriya, but a kera should be tov shiva alav v'imo she'ena b'shas chimum ve'ena mitoras chovas kriya and mitoras kavod alav v'imo kloma she'chelik miniug avelus. We should say it's like avelus mamish halach never make love avel. So the minig olam not to follow the masham is gevaldik. Gevaldik. Why? Because Machlef Korea is not Shaschimum. So if it's not Shaschimum, it's not a din in Korea, which is a Shaschimum. It's a din in Avelis. Halacha Givre Meikla Biyovel. Meiridikateritz. Nu, Rabosai, why do we paskin Lekul the Machlokas by Korea Bishmur Rechoka? So Rav Shech to Shlita, this is a similar Amud Ches. So you have to look back. So you're lucky in the Sefer. Simen Yud Ches. And Simen Yud Ches, Oz Dalet, talks about this Shaila. I think it's here. Somewhere here in Simen Yud Ches, I believe it is. Where the suggestion is made that Shmua Rechoka is not called Shas Chimum. Since you don't rip, it's not called Shas Chimum. So I'm trying to find the exact spot. Oh. Avelis alachur mekol Avelis Yishona. Ubechol Shmua Rechoka, we pass Galeka Kriya. So over the email. Because you need Shas Chimu. Uveshvur Rechoko, Kanir Eh. This is where Shaftah's words. Page Kuf Allah, column 2 on top. Leko Dai Chimu Lachai Vekriya. Umasha Korea, I love email, but feel the Shvur Rechoko. We did not care. Lower than Kriya Haragil. Then look what I wrote in Lamed Ches. Here he quotes references it in Yudches, but not in Lamed Ches. You have to be a so lucky. Well, no, he quotes it too. Hashkalat Yudches. It's cross referenced in both places. It asked me. Kanere means it's not so pashut. Rav Shechter writes Bermiza. It's counterintuitive. A person here that relative died. That's not a Shas Chimu? There's a man here, the relative died yesterday. The relative died. When I hear the relative died, the guy's going to start crying. He has a close connection to his first degree relative. Why should that not be a Shas Chimu? The Chush Makish, if he asked me. Oh. So I wanted to say she has a different possibility. This is a pshat. You learned the boy cutting the first time in Camp Morasha. It was over 30 years ago. It was 31 summers ago. I said a pshat. Tamina thought I was a little off because it was against all the Rishonim that we had. Then I found Beferish like me in a Rishon, which we didn't have in the camp. The library was very small then. I went to Asar. I still remember the story. Look at that Chof Midbeis, I will say. I went out on a limb of the pshat, which was against everything. Then I found something. Chof Midbeis. You saw the Gemara. Ramani, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Machlokas, what's the case? Let's chazer again. Let's chazer at the beginning of the sugi. Chof Midbeis. Okay, we'll start from the 7 lines down. Shamashvur Krova Beregel Mosi Regel Nasi Rechoka Ola Noega De Omecha Shamashvur Krova Shavim Shavim Nasi Rechoka Ena Noega De Omecha Period Korea Oena Korea. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? What do you mean Korea and Korea? What is the question? What's the question? So there are two Pshatim in Rishon. Two Pshatim in Rishon. The Rosh in Siman Lamed Daled. Take a look what he says. Open up to the Rosh. Siman Lamed Daled, please. Ulin Shmua Rochoko, Dan and Eglis and Yamechad, Bulvad. He brought on Korea to Korea. An independent Shaila. Any Shmua Rochoko. Any Shmua Rochoko. Korea not, we pass him. No Korea. No, without no Kriya without Shiva, except for Abba Vimo, a different story. Independent, that's the Rosh. Tosfos, Korea and a Korea. Take a look at Tosfos here on Chof Midbeis. Dafka Kinyan Zebi Borlin, Fishahoyak Mechayav the Kroa, Bishas Shmua, Avashama Shmua Rechoka, Bechol. Everyone agrees, and a Korea Cloud. Everyone agrees. Evidence. According to Tosfos, a Shmur Rechok of Mamish, even of Avima, you wouldn't have to be Korea. We don't pass like that. The Mechava passes, you do. Take a look in Shin Mem Sif Yudches. Please open Shin Mem Sif Yudches. I'll call a mason and lo shamalach and amad yom in a Korea. Mishnu. Alavimo. Korea velkli olam. Right? I quote Sigmar the way we have it. Right? That's how the Rosh would have it. According to Tosis, not necessarily. Because Tosis' argument is limited to one kind of a case. What? What kind of a case? Where you heard about it on the 30th day, right? Before the Avail was really over. But if you heard about it later, then not. So we pass like the Rosh. Against Tosfos. But you know what? I had an opposite shot. And again, I went out on the limb with no backing, so I found something. Baruch Hashem. The opposite of Tosfos. Why is the Gemara giving a case of Shoma Shmur Rechoka B'Shabbos, Motze Shabbos Nanas Rechoka, Korea Korea? Precisely because it's not Shas Chimum. Shas Chimum, he heard about it. Friday night, someone comes to his house, your father died. Oh, he's crying. We shouldn't be crying on Shabbos. But he's crying. Motzi Shabbos, he's 24 hours in. It's not Shas Chimum anymore. That's why Shmuel is a Shammai and a Korea. But Fakir, the opposite of Tosis. If you hear about it, Bechol, Shmuel Rechoka, everyone agree, you would have to do Kriya. Wow. That was a try I thought of on my own, and the Talmidim thought I was, you know, a little bit too innovative. Okay. Remember, I went home, because we had no sperm. And I went home, and so I looked up, where can I find such a thing? And I found it. Found a gold mine. A gold mine. Oh, Zeruah. How do you find things in Oh, Zeruah? What's that available? You found it? Tough youth chess. Oh, Zeruah quotes a Shabshat. You know, accept it, but he quotes it. Watch. Shas Chimum, etc., etc. Dafka Shashama Zan Pius Ames. Loshama Shemes Ames, and Ata. Oh, Shashmua, Vishas Chimum, the Korea. Doesn't matter how much time passed, when it depends when you heard it. Hold on. Okay. Achashmu not. Okay. Avimo, fine. Linish Murachoki to Nakriya Ilav. Riff says, Ibarlan, Korea, Korea, and a Korea. Fine, except of Abimah. That's the riff. Bahat Basak, Shmuel Rechoka to Nakriya. No. But the Gemara says, no. No, Avelas Chud Akriya Lachud. Exactly what we said before. Yesh Medakdim. Shana Tuna Kriya, etc. Oh, watch this. Shamash Makrova Bishad was a Shabbos as Rechoka all alone, and Rogal Yom Echad, Korea and Korea, wrote in the forest, Da Lokoi, the Ad Kan Lokom Yiborale, El Mishum, the Shama Ba'o Choice of Krova, Avam Shama Mishakvar Rechoka, Pshitale She'eno Korea, that is Tosfos. Who's the Chorani Mikedem? Sure, see, Doch Arias also, I feel if it's for us and the Allah Koi, the first, Hokama. Ho, what the Kaim love, and Esha Shas Chimum, Kein Ocha Ritzonen Aloma, Me'acha Shalom Otsoi Shabbos, Eno Shas Chimum, Eno Lekroa. O Dilma, no. That's what the Pshat, that the, or as the rule wanted to say Pshat, Mikedem. Mikedem. At the end of the day, he doesn't like it so much, nowhere near really. But I like it. I was mechamen to the or the rule of Bitsiruso. He said exactly my pshat. I told him something. I talked to him. I was a little bit crazy. At least I was mechamen to the or the rule of Bitsiruso. It's pretty young then too. So I haven't changed my mind. I think it's a good pshat. Or the rule didn't like it at the end of the day for whatever reason. I thought it's a valid good pshat. He didn't like it because he thought that the rush is right, and he said there's no Korea at all. Shalom b'shas chimum, so it must be b'chimum last till Moshe Shabbos. He has a big. A little bit. That's what I thought. I thought it's gavaldic. If I'm right, it explains the Gemara beautifully. Take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha. Where are we? Kriya me. Please. Kriya below Shiva Mihika? Chof and base. What do you mean Kriya Shimika? A guy's Koreal, Basuras Ro, Sal Talmud Chocham. What do you mean Kriya below Shiva Mihika? What are you talking about? There's plenty of Kriya without Shiva. What does that mean? What do you mean? No. What means Kriya Shalobishas Chimum below Shiva Mihika? Answers the Gemara. Yes, we have it. We have a case. What's the case? Mi she'elo cholok l'kro and his damela batok shiva, korea. Even though it's no longer shas chimum. Sam shalom b'shas chimum, without shiva. Abavimo, you korea later on? Abavimo. That's my pshat nigamon. Once we're on the topic of the Chaim Rav Rochel Shmer Shalom, I want to take one more thing he says before we go to the topic of tefillin. I'm trying to stop moving a little bit in the Ma'amak. No, actually, I have to do Kriya first. Before we get there. Now, let's do this first, then we'll get to something called Kriya. We have to learn this. Levi's called Kriya. There's a Chuvus Maimon here, Rabosai. Can I get you? Get the Rambam. Will they give me Chuvus Maimon links? No? Only Agos Maimony? Maybe they have Chuvus Maimony in the back of Agos? No?
I don't know if they have it. They don't have it.
Don't have it anywhere? Can't get anywhere? Not in Bar Ilan? Okay. Not in Bar Ilan? Chuvus Maimony is in Shoftim Simen Chof. If you find me where to do it, I'll put it on. Okay? To the back of every Rambam. Even the old Rambam's come. Oh. Look it up. Simen Chof, who says, the only halakhli remegel b'ovo, b'avelus. You don't say when it comes to Avelos after Shiva. The Ramban disagrees. What? What's more chomer? Shiva or Shloshim, Rabosai? Shiva. How can you say Halakha Ramegel b'Shiva not b'Shloshim? How can it be? I want to make the following comment. Based on the Minchas Chinuch. So what is it? At the beginning, show it to you again. Okay, Tumas Krovim, we say Lo Yitama, right? Lo yitama, Rabosai, Chazal say vare velo sofek. When we spoke with that a long time ago. In here, sfekis. Ain't it show the Thomas? More dashes. Vare sofek ain't it matami. Any matam in the suffix. Okay? That's what the Chazal dash. Varai below suffix. Okay? The Rambam says Avelis or Mishin is Doraisa. But the question Avelis or Mishin is Doraisa, Lama Lakula. Kash on the Rambam. Nicha. The Rambam calls him Tumas Agufa, Mitz Ibul, the Rice of Posek is there. Kevin Shatar calls for law, Yitamitan al Safek, Kanaga in the Ibul, Havakilu calls him a favor, Shalavadi Misavel, but not al Safek. If that's the case, I want to shape Shat Chuvus Maimony. Because we said before, Shiva is an extension of your mission. Your mission is the Raisa, and Shiva is Kain the Raisa Tikkun. The same thing, almost the same, 1 and 7. And therefore, the same way as we have Xeris Akosav, Lo Yitama, Lo Safek, by Yom Rishon, so too it extends to Shiva. But Shloshim is a whole different story. Shloshim is a whole different story, nothing to do with it. So therefore, you don't apply for the rule, Halot Vimekel Biyovel. The Ramban disagrees. He holds Avel since the Raisa, and you don't say Halot Vimekel Biyovel if it's the Raisa. He doesn't hold this whole Mahalach of the Mechas Chinuch. So therefore, you make a land Shloshim. This is Kavach Omer from Shiva. Adkan. Before I get to Tefillin, which I have to get to,
they have the Shiva by them in the Mefarshim on the Rambam.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. Hold on, where was Rambam? You're here.
It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be there. It's going to be under.
Under Rambam, okay. First and Rambam.
No, on the
back. Ah, the last one. He's the first one with the last one. He's the first one at Karlag Rishon. The last one. The last of the last. Simon Chav. Okay. Whoa, it's also long. Bloshayach halakhi remeka bubble elevat chol shivim. Nine shlosh. I showed it to you. I just gave you a shot. The boss said before we got to the tefillin, which I want to talk about still today if I can, Kriya, some of the lemaisadik parts of Kriya. I asked you to see lemaisadik. Let's open up Shimon Shinmem just for a couple of minutes. I can't go into all the protons because it's going to take too long. But I feel we should see at least a little bit because this is a lach lemaisa mamish. Then we will try to get to a little bit of a tefillin. And then we'll share the shalom. What to do next? Can we have Shira on Sunday? Is it possible? What's about Sunday? We're here? Who's here? Who can be here on Sunday? Raise your hand. Yeah, you can be here. What time? Earlier is better? 10:30 is better? Is that a good time? Let's make a tentative for 10:30. Send out the email, and then if there's a change, I'll let you know. Okay. We're running short of time. We have one more week. Let's take a look at Shin Mem, Rabbi Hossein. Just some of the highlights of Hilchos Kriya. Okay, I'm just going to go with Bekitza Nimritz as the Maramakomas Rovia, Sif Aleph. So, the Chi of Kriya Ma'uma, stand up. It's all based in Gemara, so it's going to be Mekatzim. With Makam Akriya, based at Tzav Alephonov, not behind him, not on the side. Okay, so it's important that it should be in front. How much? Gimel Tefach. Tefach, okay. Of Avimo, Achiagales Libo, all the way to the heart. And that's, if you start from, you have to start from, we'll see soon, from the edge, can end up being much more than a tefach if you want to expose the heart for other vima. The meaning is that the shavim do on the right side, and the parents on the left side, because the gala is libo, on the left side. That's not really a din. That doesn't mean literally a gala libo, literally on the left side. That's minig yisro. That is minig yisro. Fine. Let's look at the first piskei tshuva. Who does the kriya? Should you do it yourself? Someone else should do it for you? I hold the pilpul. So I hold machlek is what to do. But the meaning usually is that the other person starts it off because he can't get through the hem. So hems are very strong today. Take a razor, you go through the hem, and you ask the other if he or she can to pull down the rest. A tefach, or if it's other vimo, to pull down achigalati. So a woman will see, so you have to pin it up. Siftes. Kol HaMeisim, I'm saving time, showing the Mechaber, it's all based in the Gemaras. Kol HaMeisim, Korea, Olav Tevach, Begad Elyon, Vidayo. Olav Avimo, Korea, Kol Begodov. If you're wearing 10, Achim Megalalibo. So those Megalalibo doesn't really mean to cover, down this far. It means how many garments, how many layers. Okay? Vimlo Kor, Kol Begodov, Vimlo Kuyotza, Begorimbo. Kozmash, Olav Begad, Olav Avimo, Kora. Afil Yachas Shloshim. Okay? So you have to rip everything. Now, one second. Afraksuso ain't a tzarach lekro. It's a mafurisha gemara, but no one knows what the words mean. What's afraksuso? What does the meaning mean? What do the words mean? Yesh mafarshim shu begad zeh, the undershirt. So we pass in that way. You don't drip the undershirt. Yesh mafarshim and a begad ayon shakoran kappa, cape, C A P E, kuf aleph pei. It's not much. It's exactly cape. Upashu the minishkal likra kappa. Or something called a cape, a kapota, you want to call it, if you want to be a little bit a chsidisha. A kapota means a cape, right? Al shum meis, afil love of imo, The crawl of Mimo Gama Chaluk Shekoren Kamiza. I think it's a shirt. How many layers they wear in the old days? Ramo Avdin is Elo in the Northern Cain, the Enkorn, Chaluk Shel Pishtan, Shubegat Azeh, not the undershirt. Lo Asarbo, the Elion, the coat. Avul Shar Begodav Korea Baba Mimo, which are Mason Amalbo Shelion Takas Asarbo. The Sarbo is the coat. Let's assume, for argument's sake, the average person is wearing two things, a jacket and a shirt, or a sweater and a shirt. So for, you know, they're four layers, undershirt, shirt, sweater, coat. So for Shar Mason, you rip only the shirt. Avimo, what do you rip? Let's get this straight again. You don't rip the undershirt. You don't rip the coat. For your father, mother, you rip everything in between. And Shamesim, only the shirt. No, only the jacket, not the shirt. That's what it sounds like from the Ramah. Did I read it straight? That's what it sounds like over here in this Ramah. It's hard to understand why this should be so. Let's take a look and see what the Mefarshim say about this. It's not so simple. Take a look. Taz, if caught in egg. Hatam is the base Yosef Hashem Smag. Anyone of the sneers. The cape was a sneers. You don't rip the cape of sneers. But it's like a smack. Shein korin aglima al yona. Shein korin grink. I don't know what grink means in Polish or Yiddish. I don't know what it means. So Ramah says, you don't rip the sarbo lelim. Why? We call it in Ashkenaz a rock. What's a rock? Who knows Yiddish? What's a rock? A rekel. No, I never heard of rock. A jacket. Sounds. The Mas Binyamin says a rock sar kriyam en adin shul malvish gomer v'lo bor amol lagan lifto ala malvish akorno shul mantel shul beget shirosho makke v'odem sabav tzavaro mishtal shul lemata v'omol tzaskeinim v'krako v'tzniyas v'beis ha-knesses v'lo hevi shir mayal advarv hem tzvum b'enai the shul mantel en ochel beis ha-kvaris ech yirma zolav ramah he used to rip in the summer day, they're not even wearing it. They're the only word become of the heater. Forget about that. We're not discussing that. So therefore, the Taz says you don't have to rip the jacket. Jacket is a cape. Okay? Aguda says, Kamo kappa, but surface, or sarbal hole, the seals, nasis, or we shift the babes, so ain't a love show. Ad kan lashono. Faregama rock! Ain't odom love show, babes, so. Gentlemen. People who wear a jacket today in the street, when they go home, they leave the jacket on and take it off. Off, no? A jacket. I'm wearing a jacket. A jacket. Pants. I take it off right away. Once I wear a jacket in the house. It's a formal wear. I walk into my. I don't wear a jacket. People come to visit me. They're all wearing jackets. I wear my shirt. I'm listening to Karelin, to the famous picture of when they all came by the elevators. So I knew that's for my elder mechut. Said well, two people wearing shirts. He was wearing a short sleeve shirt with a knitted yarmulke. He's an expert in elevators, Dr. Bannett. And everyone else is wearing a jacket with a hat. And if this is Kavas, this thing, and they wear the shirts. It was his house. Even the God of the door. It's his house. It's not mechut to put on a jacket for the it's his house. God of the door, mamish. We're wearing a shirt. Once again, take a picture of Gifter, that's how. And they want to take a picture of it, okay. Rebbe, you want to put on a jacket? Said, no! It's my house! Picture him in a short sleeve shirt, he's sitting and learning. Well, it's his house. You have to wear it. You wear a jacket in the shower also? What's this? It's his house. I wear a shirt. That's what the Taz is saying. Okay. All right. He doesn't, he can't believe it. The kids in Nimrod, he goes back and forth about this. In the form of lotion, bebeso, a jacket, dato, betel, and they get robe in the other. On any omen. Then roya fi ula hachma le kroa ha rock. Ta vi chuba as le kula. Ta ha de bishar meisim, she din ula kroa begat ali on the chud. Vizah vada ino nocha, she ula kroa rak ha rock. Vlo teis bo de kriya be begat, shu chayav rada kriya kemo shu kaza beis yoyis ala gos maim, nisha tom ala rambam. A ram be kriyas hamak turin be derach zeh. That's a rock within a zoo. Therefore, the Ramah Sarbel Elyon is the rock. Answer a kriya. Even it's a malvish choshev b'chomog la b'chashiv is taya milsa b'mashal lovish tamid kain irali. And I pass the task is correct. Therefore, in my opinion, the proper garment to rip is the shirt. not the jacket. Jacket, I'll make it, then it's part of the Korea. You want to rip a jacket as well for other v'imo? There's no baltashas. The post of other is no baltashas. Kibbutz is no baltashas. If you want to rip a jacket only for Shai Krom, I wouldn't let you. So you're not Yotze Korea. You have to rip the shirt. This is the Shita Tatas. Does everyone agree with the Tatas? Absolutely not. The Kunas HaKesef. Look what he says. Look what he says. He doesn't understand. Loka Shemidi is Kasha. Ramasas Binyamin, Kosta Vashom, Shekin Roar, Rabosav, Noga, the Tamil, Vur, Daka, Shulmantle. Shein Holak, Bola, the Sneers. Hafilik, Shirot, Salelich, Beshuk. La Soka, Bola, Beis Chaver, No Lov, Shirak, Sholak, Beis Haknes, Lov, Shem, Shem, Sneers, Kvod Hashem. Im Kein, Lo, Avi, Malva, Shuk. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Ava, Barok, Shalom, Shok, Shaholich, Beshuk. So the Shach, the Kutsa has a different criterion. The Taz, depends on what you wear in the house. The Shach, depends on what you wear in the street. Now, many people will not walk on the street without a jacket. By a show of hands in this room, is there anybody in this room who wouldn't walk would not walk on the street without a jacket? Is there anybody in this room? Not even a one. But look what is the next line over here. Umi shaholech b'shuk b'larok g'naylo u'ke'echem min ha'pchusim yechashvu. Because I have a shear full of pchusim. Look, g'nayim. That's how it was in the Shach's time in Europe. So if that's the case, then he's right. Could be in Borough Park. Well, could be. Or maybe in Williamsburg. I don't know exactly. But in certain communities, the guy wouldn't be caught dead in the street without a jacket. Although I think it's not true. I used to go on 13th Avenue sometimes, and the Chassidus had to have a vest. Oh, it was like the famous vest that they wear. But they go and wear their long sleeve white shirts all the time with no jacket. And some don't even wear a vest, Rahman al-Islam. And I don't consider them Pchusim and Gnai, I don't think so. The Metzias has changed. So I think the people who want Makhla to wear the Daphne the jacket because of this, the Kudas HaKesef, I think the facts the pattern has changed. On Nia's Daiti. Adkan. So the Nia's Daiti, we should follow the Taz, and even the Kudas HaKesef disagrees based on facts which no longer are accurate. Kain Nira Lee. I'm giving you my chat. Not everyone agrees with me. I hold that it's really the shirt, and that's all. The shirt. Take a look over here in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sukkot Yud Aleph, Begodov. Kotzer Marshal al Ove Aim Kor Mitzad Small, Val Shakov Mitzad Yamin, Hochim Mistabra, Galas Libo, the labors of the small, Chenogo Bekilus. It's a minig. That's not really a din. Come on, that's not really a din. Okay, there's nothing to know. I told you before. Fine. Good. Of course, the Taz, and I think the Taz is correct. Even maybe the Kuzkas would even agree with Manazen. A little bit further, Yud Aleph, just a few more sif we have to see. Yud Aleph. Echad ish ve'echad isha shavalin in Kriya, el she isha karaz ha'taklan ha'makzi rosal ha'chorev ha'chozer skorat. Oh yeah, she has two layers. You switch them so she should not be exposed. If it's only one layer, so you have to pin it up with a safety pin. Mishum sneers. It's all sukkah segemar. I'm just trying to save time. Yud Beis. Sometimes you see someone with a shirt ripped in the middle. It means the rabbi wasn't following the Ramah. You always have to, and even for a pair, the zichah rule, even the mechava, you have to start from the edge. Why don't rabbis do it? It's too hard to get through. But you just cut a hole in the shirt if you don't have to go through the hem. But it's incorrect. You have to start with the hem. So you take a razor and you go through it, and then pull down more. Yud Gimel. Al kol ha-meisim yesh l'kro b'fnim v'shalo b'fnei ha-adam l'fichach yesh l'hachnas yod b'fnim v'korei b'vitzina av'v'imo and l'korei al-avim v'chutz b'fnei kol adam. People don't do it at all. I think it's wrong. L'chatchila you should follow the Shulchan Aruch and the kriya for a parent should be done in the front of it. The whole Olam. I mean, you go into a levaya, there are hundreds of people there. Nowadays, the finessed way to do it is that they do the kriya in the private room. Then they come in. Well, that's not the ideal. According to the Mechaba, you should do the Kriya, at least for those who are for parents, in front of everybody, right? In front of the Aron, and rip the Kriya there. I might have a question of the Rabbanim, but there are other issues in Rishonim, but so that's the Pashup Shah of the Mechaba. Yud Dalet. Al Kol HaMeisim Rotzah Koreah B'yad Otzereh B'Kli of Avimo Al Kol B'yad. Yeah, but you can't get through it. Unless you're Shimshon HaGibra.
You can't rip through the hem. Even Shimshon, well, Shimshon had no problem. But even the Gibor of today, to rip through a garment with the hem, it's very hard. The Torah says you take a razor, rip through the hem, and then the person, him or herself, should rip down. It's better to do it that way, I think, even for Shah Krovin, but especially for Avivima. And this we saw already. Kolamesim of Bola Achlif, Machlif, Alavivimo, Machtov Zan Korea, as we saw, Kola Begon, etc. Tezvov, Sholom, they used to baste stitch up the clothing. I never in my life saw anybody do it this man as that. We have such a shiris, no one's about to baste up the clothes. We don't do it anymore. Adkan, I said we're going to talk about tefillin today. Still have a few more minutes. Let's hop around if we can a little bit about tefillin. Yes?
Starting by the safa, could you start by the inner safa? Let's say there's an A, like.
Yeah, any safa you want.
You have to wear a day of kapos, not a day of day.
Yeah. It's a good question. You rip kriya on the tzitzis. The minig olam is natto. It's halach kibay. Tefillin, Rabosai, chof aleph amen aleph. Can we go to chof aleph a little bit? And we can't finish everything, but let's try. Chof aleph amen aleph, Rabosai. Tricky gemara. Ton rabbanon, Rabosai, the second wide line. Oh, we'll give you a rishon in osaliyach tefillin. Mishlish yivelech, shlish yivichlal. Mudla niach tefillin. Rabo panach adoshes, eno cholets. Rabo said, when do we know panach adoshes from? From Sheva Brachos. But it applies here too. And it's the same svar. Leave it to Rambam. Rambam is a Sheva Brachos. Rambam's translation of the bench has nothing to do with this. It's just a nuchi. But Tosis, Iksubis, you get it. When you have a new face that you haven't seen before, it engenders a new burst of happiness. That's what you make sure of. Correct? That's what Tosha says. Well, guess what? See a new face. You see it all the time. Someone's sitting there. Some new person comes in. Oh, they start crying all over again. You ever see it? The person's sitting quietly. Someone walks in. They start crying all over again. The person they hasn't seen since the loss. You ever seen that? You see it all the time. Because a new emotional charge. And it happened to me. It's all about stories. Not for now. Okay? Fine. So, Parma Kadoshis. Ain't no cholitz. Divi. What does it mean, ain't no cholitz? I mean, again. Starting after the beginning. Give me a rishonim, man, us in the tefillin. Shlish shivelech, u shlish shibichlal. But the tefillin. So it's a very strange thing. It's not really 3 days, it's only what? It's really only 2 days. Is it based on some kakulo? Perhaps. Pachadoshes, ain't no cholitz. What do you mean, ain't no cholitz? You put it on the third day. You don't have to take it off. Shuomer, double machot. Number one, avol bezem rishon was on the tefil. Visheni mechlam mutl the tefil. In that way, Rabbi Yeshua says you can put on tefillin earlier. So this is more we'll call him a maker to put on tefillin. Kakert and bo parun chadash is cholit. Each one the kul and the chumr. Amar masna my tanya Rabbi Lez Dixiv. Vayitnu yimei bechilei v'moshe. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Tam Rabbi Elazar Vayit Maybe Chiyei V'Moshe. What does Rabbi Elazar say? What do you say? 3 days is also. So where do you get three? Anybody? Huh? That's the Sabi on Rashi. En Yemei Poros Mishnayim Vayitmu Dishlemim Utmimim. One second. Let's go to three. Are we going the third day or the second day?
The answer is three.
Right, so how does it work?
So you have 2 days of Yemei and one of Yemei.
Oh, it was the third day. Okay.
Would have said on 2 days,
would have
said Kula
wouldn't be
between them.
Okay. Right. So it's interesting. They each one has an extra day. In other words, three is derived from two and two is derived from one. It's a little bit strange. I got what's trapped.
The rabbi says Kayom means like one day, but a little more than a day.
Okay. All right.
Okay, fine. Shana Moshe. He can rocha yama. Fine. Omu alok Rabbi Lezer bechalitza. Alok Rabbi Shua bahanacha. So in effect, we're makel on both, right? We're makel. It's only a total of what? Of 2 days. And we're makel that what? We're makel that ain't a cholitz. Okay, good. Great. We love to wear tefillin. Ibaru. V'sheni le'ula. Cholitz or ain't a cholitz. Because, you can see what the shayla is. Because sheni, cholitz, neither tana can you wear tefillin. For two different reasons. Either because it's the second day or because of panach hadashas. Toshma. Ama'ula cholitz v'nech v'il mea pamen. What does that mean? So what's the maskana? Can we be making like both, even though neither town holds that way? Yes or no? Rava says, ain't a cholitz. So he says you can put it on. It sounds like maskana to Gemara says it's no problem. Is that correct? Is it sounds like? Okay, let's look in Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Okay, let's look up Hilchos Tefillin and Shulchan Aruch, Shin Pei Ches, Sif Aleph. See what it says. Okay, Rav Osai. Shin Pei Ches, Sif Aleph. Shin Pei Ches, Sif Aleph. Ovel also nech tefillin b'yom rishon. V'acha sheinei tzacham b'yom sheini, mut olahanicham. Nothing about cholitz, right? Mut olahanicham, and if panach hadashos comes, you don't have to take it off. And what if the panach are there before you put them on? What's it then?
Should be awesome,
right? It's not quoted in the Bachab. How come? The Bach says it?
The Rif left everything out. That's what they showed.
No? Anyone say it? The Bach says you can't put on film?
If they were there before you put it up.
Yeah, who says that? I'm not looking
even,
on the page.
Even in the record.
I'm looking on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Not here? Shouldn't it be largely true? Is anyone who says that you can put on tefillin the polish of the enocholics, okay, but
the simple riff sounds like that. Says in the Yerushalmi, it just says one day. Period.
No, that's it, one day.
It's not Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Rabbi
Akiva Eger. Okay. One second. I am Magen Avraham. Oh, the Yom Beis and Bo upon a Chadashis, ain't a Maniach at Sheyelchu. The Maniach ain't a Chodes. You shouldn't put it on. Wow. I had this Shiloh. I kid you not. I wasn't sure what the din is. Maybe you can help me out. I wanted to look at this film. I'd like to end on time. Sunday, 10:30, we'll resume. But I had this following shot. I think about it. Happened to me. When my mother, Lashon, was Nifter, so I went to Eretz Yisrael. And the Levaya was on Wednesday. And the family began the Shiva on Wednesday. I went to Eretz Yisrael, came back Friday morning, early in the morning, from the plane. You know how it goes. So early morning flights. I came to Daven Shabbos in my house. Okay? So, I told you the Pesach of the Shach. I ended with everybody else. Right? With me? I wanted to know. Very nice. Everyone else ended on Tuesday. Correct? They started Wednesday on Tuesday. But the Kavur was only on Thursday. So we put the Shach. Right? We spoke about it. I want to know. If I count my days, when do I pick up the count of the people who, when I came? Do I pick up their count from the beginning? So as soon as I walk in, on Friday, it's day 3, not day 2. That's what I thought, I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? Do I just end early, or am I picking up the count? Mona Imon to me sounded like, the minute I walk in, I jump to day 3. Even though I started on Thursday. Think I'm right?
Why is it Nogel Maisa? Because we didn't smoke on Avraham. I walked into the house, and before I got a chance to put on my tefillin, somebody walked in. Pan Chadosh, I hadn't seen him. The smoke on the corner, the smoke on Avraham, had it been day two, I probably would have been a shy with me to put my tefillin on. Day three, they didn't post my make. I don't think they're back for day three, Pan Chadosh. I had that shot that flew through my head in that 1 minute. 26 years ago, I remember the Shiloh. So that was my chriya that I could put on the film. Hope I was right. If you think I'm wrong, let me know by Sunday. So, okay. I really wanted to discuss the film today, but we ran out of time, basically. There's a whole Mari Katz, and there's a whole. It's a lot to talk about. It's not Yom Yisakura. After the film, the Shela Shalom. After that, I wouldn't put any more Makoros. We want more Makoros or not? Moshe Abrams has a list of all the Simonim. Is that enough? Should just leave it at that, right? Yeah. I will leave it at that. Okay, if you change your mind, you'll let me know. I have a few more. Wish everyone a good Shabbos. Sunday, 10:30. Whoever can be here should be here. Send out an email. And we have a whole day ahead of you to observe Father's Day. Shh. I was told it's a big day.